I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Today is the day that we wait all year for.
Spooky day.
Scary day. It is also called
Halloween.
I'm gonna scream everyone, watch out. Sorry,
I think it peaked.
No, I think it's okay.
Anyway, I love this day. This is like the closest thing to, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say like a holy day for me, but it's really unholy. So, but I love Halloween.
This is just a series of scary, spooky things this episode, because that's what
we're
personally into.
Which one of us covered the history of Halloween for this episode?
I'm going to say neither of us.
Neither of us. Let's make it up. Well, I think that
Halloween was created because...
Yeah, All Hallows Eve was supposed to be the scary lead up to All Saints Day, which is November 1st, which is when you celebrate the people that have come before you and passed on.
I also didn't know that. I thought it was just like people who like pumpkins.
No, so
obviously
the pilgrims...
I didn't think that, but...
God, I don't even know. So there was a group of people... Go look it up yourself. We are not telling you that.
What is this,
time.
A history podcast?
We don't even have time to tell you the history of Halloween.
So, a couple of days ago, Zoe and I went to one of the spookiest places that you can go to in Toronto.
Screamers.
Which is a series of haunted houses at the Toronto exhibition area.
Place, yes. And the day we went was... the freakiest day in October that isn't Halloween, which comes only once in a blue moon, probably even less frequently. One, two.
Friday the 13th.
So this was like a doubly spooky month for us.
Spookish.
Love it.
A couple of things happened there.
Fill me in. I know it was there, but I forget.
We took footage of our reactions and going through the haunted houses, which we will put into the podcast.
That's right.
Also, I, by mistake, spooked someone trying to spook us in a haunted house and wasn't allowed to do that. I mean, not that you're not allowed to do it, but...
it's a little extra icing on the cake, if you know
yeah.
what I mean.
And I also, by mistake, kicked a spooker in the dark, and that was definitely not allowed.
Yeah, that wasn't great. Definitely not something that you're probably encouraged to do. But you know what? This is what happens.
Yeah.
Here is the footage from our Screamers experience.
Good one.
This is Zoe and Sophia. We're going to...
Screamers!
Leaving the apartment. Into the outside world.
Ah!
En route to Screamers, still walk... What the hell is that? Dude.
What is that?
Ooh. Creepy AF.
Raven, crow.
Who knows?
Evermore.
Oh shit, I ghost.
Standing at the streetcar stop waiting for the streetcar, it's Friday the 13th, and we are headed to
Screamers! Waiting, wishing, watching, waiting?
Waiting, wishing, hoping for Screamers.
JJ.
JJ. Tech-tuff. Edgar Allan Poe of his generation.
I'm so freaking lonely of the mid-2000s.
That's right. If I didn't know better, I'd say same guy.
Same generation. We're out for now.
Oh my...
Currently!
Standing outside Screamers!
It is cash only for informational reasons. Yeah. We are here with Caitlin.
Oh! Hi, Caitlin.
Hello.
Thanks for joining us on this spooky Friday the 13th visit to Screamers.
Oh my gosh, there's already ghouls outside.
People have dressed up to come here, which I love.
Do they work inside? I don't know.
Yes, they probably do. You're right. My ghouls on a smoke break. All right, should we head in?
Yeah.
That obese Santa was just
honestly
awful.
More depressing than anything. Should we go to zombie prison?
Zombie prison it is. Let's go.
And that was our time at Screamers on Friday the 13th.
We did a spooky ghost episode with our friend Zach a couple of months ago. And we're just going to have a little check-in call with him to see if anything spooky has happened to him in the last couple of months.
In the lead up to this incredibly spooktacular holiday. Should we call Zach?
We should call up Zach.
Let's do a spooky intro.
Hello?
Zach.
Ooh. Oh, this is so spooky.
Are you driving hands-free right now?
Good. How's JCBC? Thank you for calling me during your Halloween special.
Well, absolutely. You're our go-to resident party animal for all things scary.
By choice.
Oh.
Well, your choice.
That makes me happy. I'm stuck in traffic right now.
That's scary.
I'm on my hands-free. You got me on Bluetooth right now, so I hope it sounds okay.
Can we cut to the chase here? Have you ever peed your pants, literally?
I'm sure, yeah, definitely.
Like, because you were scared, yeah. Though?
Oh, okay. No. Probably as a child, you know, peed my pants. But I don't think I ever had the pee scared out of me, so to speak. I don't think that ever happened.
Okay.
Zach, have you ever eaten anything haunted?
Have I seen anything haunted?
Eaten.
Oh, eaten anything haunted? I don't think so. I once ate a cherry and there was a worm in it. That was the scariest thing I've ever eaten.
Ooh.
I mean, I haven't been able to eat cherries properly since.
Wow. Oh.
Now that's spooky.
Really traumatized by that spooky experience.
Yeah, it's all take, you know, one bad cherry.
And what is the worm doing in the cherry when usually they're found in apples?
That's a worm with an identity crisis.
It was a plant.
It was also a worm. It was was a worm that I had never seen before and haven't seen since. It was so small and white. It was proportionate to a cherry the way you'd expect a worm in an apple in, like, a cartoon.
Ugh!
It was a tiny little thing. It was horrifying.
The same thing happened to me one sec with a raspberry, and then I ate it anyway because I was really young, but I've never forgotten it, and I always wondered if it effed me up somehow.
Yeah, I think we're both dealing with some trauma.
You're both effed up.
We'll talk about that more often.
Yeah, exactly. In therapy together, in our food worm therapy.
Yeah.
Which is how I actually know.
It's hard lives you've had.
First of all, where are you off to right now in the car on your Bluetooth? You fancy man,
going,
you?
Going to my sister's house.
Now, does your sister celebrate Halloween?
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah, for sure. She has two daughters, two little girls, so they get into it.
Are you going to dress up this year?
I don't know. Unless I get invited to a party, I usually just abstain and then stay home and watch scary movies. But
you know what's so bad when people have like ironic costumes or otherwise, like oh,
or you mean like a serial killer, like pun costumes?
No, when you wear like a white t-shirt and you're like, yeah, I'm Michael from The Office. Couldn't you tell?
Yeah,
that's ironic.
Yeah.
Okay, ironic is the wrong word.
So, Zach, how did you normally celebrate Halloween as a kid? Like, were you big into it?
I was into it, but it's funny because I went to a private Jewish school, and since I was really little, they would send all the kids home with a note pinned to their back explaining to parents that Halloween was a pagan ritual, and it was about idolatry, and, you know, all rabbis would advise against paying tribute to any false idol, and, you know, and they just said, just a reminder, you don't want to celebrate, you don't want to reinforce this with your kids.
Right.
Of course, my parents weren't bothered by it, and we celebrated anyway, but, you know, it's like a lot of rules in Judaism, it's what you make of it. But yeah, I dressed up every year. In fact, when I was a kid, my costumes were pretty sweet, and then they got worse as I got older and more apathetic.
Do you have a best one from when you were a kiddiewinkle?
The best one in terms of just sheer work that went into it was I was a Mac, like a Mac computer. It was like a box, and it was painted, and it had a whole operating system on it.
Oh my God.
It was really cute.
iOS?
No, it was long before OS X and all that. It was
Siri.
Know, whatever.
So yeah. Would you come to Screamers with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Easier than I thought.
Okay. I have in my notes, Zach, invite Zach to three different haunted houses and have him reject us for all of them. So that we sort of went off script with that very nice
acceptance
from you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I mean, we could go back and I could say no, but I'm game. It just, again, it's like, what night of the week is it? What do I have to do the next day?
Mm-hmm.
How much are we going to drink before we go?
Right.
These are all important.
Recovery time, prep time, snacks, etc.
Okay, yeah.
You need your Camelback.
Imagine we went to a freaking haunted house with a Camelback. That would be so lame.
And a catheter in case you pee your pants.
Yeah, that would not be cool.
Do you have a question for us related to chips?
What's a good question? Sorry, there's some activity on Avenue Road here.
Oh, I can hear the gridlock.
Yeah, we're in full effect. I have seen an uptick in chips from India recently at some grocery stores, and so I don't know if you've tried those, if you've tried any chips from India.
Great question.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
Zach.
Wait, now you're hanging up on me?
Yes.
Could we ask you for one little favor before we hang up? You know how there are those records you can play that have a series of different spooky noises, like a door banging in the wind, a witch's cackle, that kind of thing? Can you just give us like a few, just sort of riff on a few different scary sounds for us?
Scary sounds. Oh.
You want me to start?
Was that scary? Me thinking? I'm not sure. Is that scary? Is that spooky?
It's like, can you
shaking
leave
my boots?
Can you leave this scary haunted house? Then soundbite. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you can't leave.
that really scares me.
You may not leave.
Oh, that was good. Nice.
You're here forever.
Wow.
Ooh.
We're shaking in our boots here.
Yeah, all right, good.
Thank you. Well, say hi to the little Tudlets. Toddlets.
I will send you a card.
Thanks so much, Zach, again.
Thank you for having me, and happy Halloween. Can't wait to hear the episode.
Okay, bye.
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 Next, we're going to talk to our good friend Isaac, who has a very spooky apartment story.
Well,
it's funny. It's super good that he's
just
answering.
Disappeared.
You've reached Isaac.
Oh
Hickle.
My Ooh. God. Party foul.
Well, should we look? We should open the chips until he gets
for sure,
here?
For sure.
Okay.
Why don't you introduce the chips and then I have a few questions for you.
So the first chip I have today is the very seasonal, very topical Cheetos bag of bones.
Oh my gosh.
White cheddar Cheetos. They are in the shape of Zoe?
Skulls, rib cages, bony little hands, and then just like tibia bones. And the whole thing is you can like build a skeleton, play with your food. I've been wanting to try these for.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Such a long time. Next one we have is one we've been meaning to have on this podcast for a very long time. It is Paqui, and it's called Haunted Ghost Pepper with the exclamation freaking hot.
Ooh, God, and the reason that we've chosen that one for the haunted episode is because it's a freaking ghost pepper.
It says haunted on it.
Obviously. Haunted Ghost Pepper. I mean, these are two of the scariest chips in the business, probably two of the scariest chips in the game that we could get in here. We've got them both in front of us right now, and we're about to dig deep in.
Woo woo!
I'm opening the Cheetos.
Go for it.
Oh, they smell so good. They're so fun looking. I'm just going to pull a few out.
Yes. Cheers.
Chip cheers.
I'm eating a skull head.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I mean, these are incredible.
So light.
They're lighter than a ghost.
Mm. They're ghostishly good.
These are fantastic. And to be honest with you, I wish these weren't a seasonal item.
I know. White cheddar Cheetos are such a good idea.
They really are. They really are. And the fact that they're, I mean, these bring, oh, look at the tibia bone ones. They're beautiful.
They're like little dog bones. When I was doing research into haunted houses, I came across this thing called hell houses, which I had no idea existed. Hell houses are something that certain, like, evangelical or very strict Christians do around Halloween time that is you go through the haunted house and it shows what happens if you sin.
It's set up by churches or parachurch organizations, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an individual.
So, for example, things like being drunk or having an abortion.
Mm-hmm. Teen suicide is another thing they cover in their rooms.
Homosexuality. It's very fucked.
That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
And then the thing is that you go through it and then in the end you get to heaven, right?
I think it shows you if you don't do these things, this is what you can have.
So it's like to sort of scare you straight onto the straight and narrow.
Basically.
Okay. A thing about haunted houses as I open these Paqui haunted ghost pepper chips. Do you know that haunted houses sort of came into vogue in the Victorian era?
Doesn't surprise me, but I didn't know that.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay, so these are the ghost pepper chips. They don't actually, they smell like old cayenne pepper.
Something interesting about the advent of haunted houses and gothic literature and stuff like that, which uses a lot of that kind of symbolism and those
like
things.
Ghost imagery?
Yes, and haunted houses and stuff like that. There's a theory that human exposure to certain substances, chronic exposure, like things like carbon monoxide, pesticide, formaldehyde, sometimes even lead that was used in building materials in houses at that time, those materials could lead to hallucinations, which is a theory for why there was such an advent of haunted house stories.
Interesting.
So the connection between gas lamps during the Victorian era is linked to ghost sightings and hauntings and has even been described as the haunted house syndrome.
Whoa.
Exactly. Things that people would suffer from would be like headaches and auditory hallucinations and fatigue and melancholy, which are all things that are associated with the haunted house.
Wow.
Should we chip cheers on these?
Yeah,
Baki?
I need a full one.
Yeah, take that one. Cheers.
Chip cheers. I'm really afraid to eat this.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that these were going to be hot. I just threw it in my mouth. It is very hot.
Oh, really hot.
Wow.
Oh my god, it's in my nose. Dude, pour me some water.
Oh my god, wait, I can't believe we didn't think about that these are going to be hot.
Oh my god.
The outside of the package just is freaking hot. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Well, you can definitely taste the pepper.
We should have brought milk to this podcast episode. Fuck.
Let's get some of those
Cheeto chaser.
Cheetos. Cheeto chaser in.
Back to Zach's question.
What was Zach's question?
It was
again?
Like, I've seen more flavors from India of chips in like
right.
stores. Have you tried them?
That's going to be a simple no for me. I haven't tried them.
I haven't yet either, but I'm interested. That's called yes and. It's no, but yes.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
I'm interested too.
Okay, these ghost pepper chips were insane. One really did the deed.
Yeah, they are freaking hot. Have you ever peed your pants?
Yeah.
From fear?
From fear, no. You have.
I wasn't sure I was going to disclose that, but now that you have, yes, I have peed my pants from fear.
And was this at Saunders Farm outside of Ottawa?
You betcha.
Give me the context.
Well, I was walking through the haunted house with a group of people. I was, unfortunately, pulled away from the group. And, I was stuck in the haunted house alone.
Ooh!
And there was a ghoul who was going to pop out at me. And sometimes you can see those ghouls and you know that they're going to pop out at you.
Sometimes you can't.
And you tell them, I'm not in the mood. I know I paid to come in here, but I'm alone now and I don't want you to pop out at me. But that's when they strike at their hardest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, I peed my pants. It wasn't a full wettage. Just a dribble, but it happened, and I'll give them that. It was a scary ride.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you the way that I got out of that situation.
Tell me.
I waited for the next group to come through the house, and I took cover behind a large man unknown to me.
Are you forever grateful to this man?
Well, I think you're joking when you say that, but I want you to know in all earnestness that I do think about that man probably on average once every 3 months.
Wow.
And just a little silent recognition for he basically saved my life. So
you know, okay. So Saunders Farm is this? It's a agricultural farm that became a haunted farm at some point, and it usually, as a lot of haunted houses do, employs teens in the area to do the spooking. But I remember the most recent time that we went together, there was spookers are not supposed to touch visitors. That's like the one rule. But there was this one spooker, and there was these two women, like, running across a field, like, yelling their heads off, fell on the ground in a ball in fear, just, like, yelling and yelling and yelling.
Shrieking.
And this spooker person was, like, standing on top of them and crouching over them and getting closer and closer. And this person looked so terrified. I was like, I don't know if this is allowed anymore.
Yeah, they definitely took it to the next level.
That's what I love about Saunders Farm. It's, like, right on the cusp.
Right on the cusp. But funny you should mention that you're not allowed to touch people, because Sophia, I don't know if you know about this, but there are some crazy haunted houses, which are actually not, they're more haunted experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference.
Yeah.
In San Diego, where legally they wouldn't be able to pull off all of the wild things that they do. You actually can't pay to do it, and you have to sign a waiver that relinquishes all legal responsibility.
Right.
For the haunted house.
And they, like, pee on you and cut your hair and, like, make you bleed.
They throw blood on you. And, by the way, the experience lasts, like, 5 hours.
Yeah, it's like being held hostage, but by your own will. Zoe, blood, hot or not?
Hot.
Bones, hot or not?
Hot.
Fangs, hot or not?
Very hot.
Cullen versus,
Jacob?
No. What's Bram Stoker's Dracula versus Edward Cullen?
Okay. Edward Cullen is, like, young and hot. And Bram Stoker's Dracula, I don't know if you've seen that movie, but he's, like, a haggard old goblin.
Yeah, I'm talking about personal taste. Who are you going to date?
Edward Cullen. Edward Cullen is, like, a Mercedes-driving sex vampire.
Ew.
I mean, that was what he was conceived for.
Mm-hmm. Casper?
Was living... Okay.
Oh. Okay. Exorcist versus...
The Exorcist or, like, the movie or the man?
Who's the man, the Exorcist?
The Exorcist in the movie?
Do they ever refer to him as, oh, the Exorcist is here?
I think they do. He's an exorcist. The movie is named after him.
I don't know why I find this so funny.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm talking about the woman, the one who is possessed, the child. Okay. Emily or something?
So, you mean... The demon.
The exorcised.
Not the exact opposite of the... Okay.
Yeah. Versus Annabelle, which is this haunted doll.
The exorcised.
I like to exorcise. Therefore.
I think therefore I am.
Can you name 3 costume options that you're toying with this year?
Definitely. But I don't want to tell
one.
You.
No, just kidding. A character from Definitely Maybe.
Okay, one of them is just the McConaissance. Interpret it how you will.
Is that like McConaughey Renaissance?
Yeah.
You can, how would you, walk me through how you would dress up as the McConaughey Renaissance.
Okay, just came up with that right now on the spot, but the way that I would do it mm-hmm. is I would probably have like a Cerberus style, like many heads.
Okay.
And I would just have each head would
so
be
scary.
A different McConaughey in his new hot new roles. Plus a little throwback to...
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Then, like, Fool's Gold.
Yeah.
Then,
no,
like,
no, no,
mud,
no. No, that's
then...
not... Fool's Gold is not in the McConaissance. We'd start at Mud and move forward.
Is the McConaissance over?
No. I don't know, actually, because he did that weird gold movie that got totally panned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Gold Hunter. Let's choose a winner out of these 2 chips.
Okay. It's not tough for me. I'm going to be honest with you. It's not tough for me. How are you feeling about it?
Kind of tough, just because I like the... boldness of one of them, if you know what I mean.
I like both of these chips. That being said, it's not a tough decision. Does that give you any insight into what I'm thinking?
Mm-hmm. I think we both agree.
Should we call it on 3, 2, 1?
Cheetos.
Bag of bones.
Bag of bones.
Eat me. This is just my bag of bones.
Nice. Zoe Robertson and Sophia LePage. Your what? Our spooky audio engineer is Diana Didi Morano. This was recorded at Eggplant Picture and Sound. Our theme song is by Fez Gillen.
This is a Sumo Audio production.
Oh, Isaac's calling right now. Isaac.
I'm
sorry
I missed your call.
What?
I'm sorry I missed your call.
That's okay. Hello? Oh, so I tried to wake you up from your nap. Isaac, can you talk a little closer to your phone?
Yes.
Could you tell us, did you have any haunted dreams?
I had no haunted dreams.
That's good.
Just now.
That's hot.
Yeah.
Can you tell us your haunted apartment story?
Yes. I lived in an apartment with Caleb that seemed a little haunted.
Yes.
Go on.
There were strange things in the freezer and fridge. Kind of red things. Dark red. It looked like a lot of blood.
Wait, this is when you moved into the apartment?
It was there when we moved in. Perfect. But we didn't... But it was there the whole time. We just kind of lived with all the blood in the freezer and fridge.
So you just didn't throw it out? When you moved into your new apartment, there's bottles of blood in the fridge and you just don't throw them out?
No, they weren't bottles.
Splatters.
It's just sort of like, yeah, it almost looks splattered or something.
A smattering.
Jackson Pollock, yes. That kind of thing.
Exactly. You thought it was like an Art Deco touch to your apartment.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know if I would file that as part of the Art Deco movement.
Oh, pardonnez-moi.
Okay, sorry. So get us back on track. So you move into this apartment, clearly haunted, but you're not ready to accept it. What do you do next?
Well, another interesting thing about the apartment was when we looked at it, literally every single wall was painted a different bright color, whether it was lime green or red or bright yellow or bright purple. Everything was just painted like a big bright color. Well, we just sort of thought that perhaps the man who lived there before, maybe a very sad person and as a last-ditch effort to improve their life and be happier, they just painted all their walls big, bright, happy colors.
Right.
Before ultimately, you know...
Killing themselves in the fridge?
Someone being placed in their fridge.
Oh, my God. I don't understand how that works, though. You can't really kill yourself and then put yourself in the fridge.
Well, if you're a ghost, you can.
True. Isaac, did you ever figure out the mystery to that story? Or was it just, it's always been a mystery?
No, we got out of that apartment pretty quick.
Did you not last the whole lease?
No, we lasted the whole lease. Landlord was very nice.
All right, that's pretty scary.
Wait, do you want to hear the story about the gray lady?
Yes.
Yeah.
This was a story when my mom was very young and living, and she was just, like, in a crib at this point. So... She was sort of sleeping in her crib, and her mother was outside talking to the neighbor. At some point, my mom's brother, my uncle, runs out, and he's a little boy, and he goes up to my grandma, and he's just like, Mom, there's a gray lady. And my grandma's like, okay, whatever, it's just some weird kid talking about a gray lady. And he's like, no, Mom, you have to come. There's a gray lady, and she seems to be leaning over Mary. Mary is my mother.
So oh.
She's like, okay, that's strange. So she goes into my mom's bedroom, and she opens the door, and she sees for like half of a second just a woman in this big gray, like, Victorian dress.
Oh, my God.
Just leaning over my mom's crib. And then the woman just vanishes, and my mom, like, my grandma runs over to my mom's crib to see if she's fine. She is, and she just looks up the wall, and crawling up the wall by the crib is just this enormous gray spider.
Ew!
I just got full body shivers.
Why do ghosts always have to be Victorian?
I don't know. It was a time of lots of repressed things, you know?
Ghosts are repressed.
Thank you so much, Isaac, for those two very interesting stories, for those interesting informations.
Informational.
Well, thank you, God, for you two very interesting friends.
Thank you, God, for you.
Thank you, God, for you. And also, can we just say happy Halloween on three? One, two, three.
Happy Halloween!
Halloween. Ooh.
Ooh.
Happy Halloween. Do try not to die.
Tear us down. You're here forever.
Nice.
You may not leave.
Obviously. Eat me.
Is that scary? Is that spooky?
It only hurts for a second.
This is just my bag of bones.
Bone little hands? Bag of bones.
You got me on Bluetooth? You can't leave.
Oh my God, good scare.
Yeah, alright, good.
Alright, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.